artificial intelligence, it's officially moved past that whole realm of just experimentation. For modern enterprises, it's now deeply embedded. It's streamlining workflows, it's automating critical tasks, and it's rapidly accelerating decision making.
It is, but that's created a new problem.
A huge one. And here's the urgent reality we really have to confront. This hyperspeed adoption has introduced some significant and, I think, often catastrophic risks.
That's absolutely right. I mean, AI is an incredible core business enabler, but the danger has escalated dramatically because, frankly, in many organizations, the use of these tools is already happening independently.
Often without any official approval.
Exactly, without any kind of oversight.
And what that means for virtually every business, you know, whether you're a small team or a global corporation, is that sensitive business data, everything from proprietary IP to personal information, has, in all likelihood, already been shared.
Shared with these unsanctioned platforms without a single layer of review.
It's what we call shadow IT. But it's applied to generative AI, and it feels like a crisis just waiting to happen.
It really is the defining governance challenge of this decade. So our mission today is to give you a blueprint, the necessary governance frameworks, the policies, the practices that ensure AI is used responsibly.
Right.
We need to look at how to protect sensitive data and uphold compliance, making sure that the immense promise of AI doesn't just, you know, immediately become a critical, expensive liability.
Okay, let's dive into what AI compliance actually means then, because we are way past the point where this is just some term for the legal department, aren't we?
Oh, completely. While AI compliance must address hard legal requirements, you know, data privacy regulations like GDPR, APA, or other sector-specific rules, it's also a much more comprehensive framework.
So it's not just about the law?
No, not at all. It has to encompass ethical standards, and it has to integrate with your existing cybersecurity best practices. It's the framework for responsible use across the entire enterprise, not just a siloed department.
So if I'm an executive listening to this, I really shouldn't be viewing this as just a purely defensive cost center. This is more of a strategic investment.
Precisely. A robust framework is the foundation for building both internal and external trust, accountability, and security. When it's done correctly, AI governance enhances long-term business value.
How so?
It ensures that your AI systems are transparent, that their decisions are explainable, say, to a regulator or even a customer, and crucially, that your data is protected at every single stage of the AI lifecycle, from training all the way to deployment.
So it's proactive risk mitigation.
Exactly, and that builds credibility in the market.
You know, what makes this so urgent right now isn't theoretical. The source material we're looking at highlights the sheer velocity of adoption. We aren't talking about future tech anymore.
That's the critical data point. We are seeing 73% of businesses already using analytical and generative AI.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the leadership.
Right, the C-suite.
Yeah. 72% of top-performing CEOs believe that leveraging the most advanced AI tools gives them a significant competitive advantage. This isn't some slow rollout. It's an explosion.
And the data risk that comes with that explosion is just immense. If AI is processing these vast volumes of sensitive and confidential data, especially if you are in a highly regulated sector, I'm thinking healthcare, finance, government services.
Oh, absolutely.
You are operating with an immediate heightened exposure. You needed these rules yesterday.
And this feeds directly into that shadow IT challenge we mentioned. If management fails to implement clear governance, employees who are just trying to be more efficient will fill that void.
They'll find their own tools.
Consumer grade, unsanctioned tools. Imagine a marketing assistant feeding proprietary campaign data into a public chatbot to draft some copy, or a developer using an image generator trained on who knows what data for a new product interface.
And the moment that data is uploaded to a third-party consumer platform, all control is lost. The core mandate, then, isn't just to ban these tools, which, let's be honest, rarely works anyway.
It never works.
It's to recognize that the technology is already in use and that enterprises have to meet this reality proactively.
Correct. We have to embed governance across all three major elements. The people, the processes, and the platforms.
Yeah.
You simply cannot secure the platform if your people don't follow the processes.
So let's discuss the stakes. What happens when that delicate balance of governance actually fails? Because the consequences, they move way beyond a simple fine for a violation.
They really do.
They hit operations, they hit reputation, and they hit the financial health of the company hard.
We can break the fallout down into three sort of interconnected categories of risk. Let's start with the most immediate one, regulatory and financial fallout.
Okay, give us some concrete details here. What does a regulatory breach actually look like in an AI context?
It often starts with just improper data handling. For instance, if your AI system processes customer data from the EU and you fail to ensure that data is minimized or stored within compliant boundaries, you've just violated GDPR.
And those fines are not small.
No, we've seen fines that stretch into the hundreds of millions for data mishandling. Now, layer AI on top of that. If an automated tool makes a poor lending or hiring decision based on flawed data, it invites immediate legal scrutiny.
Which leads to lawsuits.
Exactly. Class action lawsuits and significant litigation costs. Compliance failure is genuinely financially ruinous.
And that leads directly to the risk to public and stakeholder trust. Once that trust is eroded by perceived unfairness, it's incredibly difficult, sometimes even impossible, to get back.
That's the second major area, bias and discrimination. An AI model is only as safe and as fair as the data it's trained on.
Right. Garbage in, garbage out.
Precisely. If that data set reflects existing societal or systemic biases, say, historical hiring data that favored one demographic, the AI will replicate and even amplify those unfair outcomes.
And if that's a customer-facing service?
The reputational damage is instant. Think of a major bank whose automated loan approval system consistently rejects applications from certain neighborhoods. The public backlash and the regulatory consequences are immediate and severe.
Okay, so the third area, security. This seems more straightforward, but you're saying AI introduces entirely new vulnerabilities, right?
It absolutely does. AI tools introduce fresh cybersecurity threats by creating new attack surfaces. If you have dozens of unmonitored or unsanctioned applications running across your enterprise, well, that just gives bad actors countless new ways to infiltrate your network.
It's like leaving dozens of windows open.
It is. And more subtly, poor model training practices or unsecured endpoints can lead to catastrophic data leakage. You might have trained a model on highly sensitive trade secrets, and if that model's endpoint isn't secured, those secrets are now exposed.
So avoiding this disaster requires strong, proactive internal governance. Let's pivot to the solution. What are the foundational pillars required to build that effective and robust compliance framework?
Well, the solution requires embedding responsibility and accountability across your systems, your processes, and your people. We have to start with the need for clear accountability and governance structures.
Defining ownership.
Yes. You must define ownership. Who is responsible for reviewing the risk profile of that new generative AI tool? This means establishing cross-functional oversight. Your legal, IT, security, and compliance stakeholders must all be collaborating. You can't just leave it to the dev team.
And central to this is, of course, how you handle the data.
Absolutely. The next pillar is data privacy and protection. Your AI systems have to comply with all relevant regulations, no matter the jurisdiction. This means implementing clear policies for data minimization.
Meaning only collecting what you absolutely need.
Only what you strictly need. And using rigorous anonymization techniques. On top of that, securing explicit user consent for how their data will be used in an AI context is just non-negotiable.
Okay, so next we have to tackle the famous black box problem, making sure the AI's conclusions aren't just, you know, opaque magic.
That's model transparency and explainability. This is vital. You have to use tools and methods that allow AI decisions to be audited and explained in plain language. Explainability is critical for ethical deployment, especially in high-stakes areas like medical diagnostics or finance.
Because if a regulator challenges a decision,
you need a clear, auditable trail demonstrating how the AI reached its conclusion. Without that, you can't defend it.
And on the mitigation side, we need to ensure fairness.
That brings us to bias detection and mitigation. And this is a continuous process. You need tools that constantly monitor and flag potential biases in both your training data and your live model outputs. Implementing these checks reduces the risk of unfair outcomes, which prevents those major legal and reputational headaches we talked about earlier.
Right. And finally, we have to treat the AI system itself as a core digital asset, one that requires robust security integration.
Yes, security integration is the final foundational pillar. AI systems are not isolated. They need to be protected like any other mission-critical IT asset. That means robust endpoint protection, granular access controls to limit who can interact with the model, and continuous monitoring to detect anomalies that could signal data exfiltration or model manipulation.
This framework is excellent, but how do we move from theory to actual practice? The sources provide a really actionable six-step roadmap for building a comprehensive governance program, one that ensures AI usage is, and I'm quoting here, visible, measurable, and under control.
And step one is often the most revealing. Scope and audit current AI use. You cannot protect what you don't know you have. This goes way beyond official software. You need to hunt down every single unsanctioned employee-adopted tool.
You need to find the shadow AI.
Find the shadow AI. Understand exactly what data is being fed into it and where those major gaps in oversight exist. This often requires specialized IT monitoring tools.
So once we know the full extent of the problem, step two is the risk assessment.
Correct. Assess regulatory and risk exposure. You cross-reference those identified AI use cases against every relevant rule, GDPR, IATA, any industry-specific standards you face, to prioritize your immediate remediation needs. Step three is about solidifying that organizational commitment. Establish ownership.
So assign clear cross-functional responsibility.
Yes. Make sure your chief risk officer, your CISO, and your general counsel are all aligned on the governance strategy. It has to come from the top.
So now we move into developing the rules themselves and, more importantly, ensuring people actually follow them.
That's step four. Develop policies and enforce technical controls. Draft clear, easy-to-understand internal guidelines covering everything from approved tools to data handling protocols. Crucially, this step requires bringing in the technical enforcement.
The technical guardrails,
exactly. Access controls, encryption, sandboxing, things that prevent unapproved use and enforce data standards automatically.
I can imagine a major pitfall here. It's just assuming people will read a policy document and then instantly change their behavior.
That's why step five is absolutely non-negotiable. Invest in employee training and awareness. And this cannot be generic. Developers need detailed education on topics like adversarial testing and bias mitigation.
And for everyone else.
General staff must be trained on which specific tools are approved. And more importantly, they have to understand the consequences of uploading sensitive client data into a public generative model. The training must be tailored to their day-to-day interactions with AI.
And finally, this isn't a one-and-done project. It's an ongoing cycle of maintenance.
That's step six. Monitor, audit, and adapt. Compliance is a moving target. You have to regularly track AI performance metrics, audit the flow of data, and look for signs of model drift, where the model's performance degrades over time, or new compliance issues from new regulations. Then you adjust your policies and controls accordingly.
Even with that detailed roadmap, organizations still stumble. If you're building this framework right now, what are the two or three most critical pitfalls you should be watching out for?
The first one is that black box problem rearing its head again. It's the lack of transparency and explainability. Organizations often rush to deploy the most powerful deep learning systems that operate opaquely.
Which makes it impossible to understand or defend their decisions.
Exactly. It critically undermines accountability and any defensibility to regulators. You have to prioritize models that offer clear documentation and auditability.
And what about the data itself? Where do organizations fail there?
They fall into data privacy blind spots. Businesses assume if they're not explicitly inputting customer names, they're safe. But AI systems can unintentionally process or retain personal or regulated data in unexpected ways.
So without extreme vigilance.
Without proactive data minimization, anonymization, and ensuring clear data lineage, you are sitting on a severe risk under laws like GDPR and HIPAA law.
Looking ahead now, how is this whole compliance landscape evolving? We know the U.S. is pretty fragmented, but there's a huge international factor that's driving the baseline for everyone.
Absolutely. The most significant global benchmark that's emerging is the EU AI Act. While many parts of it won't fully come into force until 2026, its impact is already being felt everywhere. It introduces a comprehensive, risk-based framework.
And what does that mean, risk-based?
It places really strict obligations on what they define as high-risk systems. So think AI used in healthcare, critical infrastructure, recruitment, or credit scoring.
So if you operate globally, and particularly within the EU, that act essentially sets your mandatory baseline standard for transparency, for human oversight, and for data governance, right?
It does. It forces organizations to think about compliance right from the design phase. Beyond regulation, we also have to focus intensely on the emerging threat of model risk.
Model risk. Define that for us.
This is the operational risk where your AI tools produce flawed, biased, or just unpredictable outputs, often due to model drift or even adversarial attacks. To avoid this fundamental threat to trust, enterprises have to significantly strengthen their model validation, their testing, and their continuous monitoring across the entire lifecycle.
This has been a truly comprehensive deep dive. To synthesize our whole conversation, it seems establishing robust governance is just no longer optional. It's vital because these AI systems are increasingly affecting every aspect of business, the people, the processes, and the profits.
That's the key takeaway. Establishing that robust framework right now is absolutely essential for navigating the complex regulatory environment and for successfully mitigating those future operational risks.
So here is the final thought we want to leave you with, something for you to mull over. Strong governance and control isn't merely about avoiding penalties and ticking boxes for the regulators. The firms that are truly committed to embedding security, accountability, and transparency into their AI operations will succeed in using compliance as a strategic differentiator. By being the most trustworthy and accountable users of AI, they won't just avoid fines. They will stand out in an increasingly competitive AI-driven global landscape, earning the trust of customers and stakeholders alike.